It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Steve, thanks for that fantastic news.
That was great, Steve.
We were having a little conversation about being parents off the air with our next guest.
Judy Gold, a fine comedian performing at Zany's this week. Judy, welcome back to Chicago. We're
Thank you. I love Chicago.
It loves you.
Yeah. It does?
Yes.
Chicago. It's such a great place.
It's a toddling town.
It is. It's a toddling town. Yeah. How am I even up this early? You have the best view. The best view.
Thank you.
That's like, I don't even know how you focus on talking to people.
It's so beautiful here.
Because I could just stand. I could just sit here and
sit and watch people.
Yeah. We do that, especially during the commercial breaks.
Yeah. It's just, it's fascinating. Yep. It's fascinating.
Yep. We're talking about kids with you. Ugh. You have two boys.
Yes, I know. They're great. I love
that wasn't even subtle.
I know.
That was blatant.
I mean, it's like, I don't know if you ever did this, but when they were little, mm-hmm. and we would play this game on the weekend called What Will We Be Doing Right Now If We Didn't Have Children? And
it's a fun game.
It was such a great game. And then we'd go and, you know, clean up puke. And
you didn't play that with the kids.
No, not at all. But we used to sit there and go, what will we be doing right now?
Right.
And it's just, I don't know. But you love them.
You do love them. But you know what I feel guilty about? And perhaps you do, too. There are moms out there who go, I have the best kids in the world. I don't say that a lot.
Okay, because, and they're full of crap. Okay.
Okay? Right,
so,
good.
I have the best kids. They're great. No, they're not. And you're out of your mind. Okay.
I mean, I love them, but they're...
Right, I know. I love that they're a lot of work. Yeah. They're a lot of work. And, like, I have boys.
Yeah.
They're straight.
Yeah.
Like, why does Barbara Streisand get a gay son? You know what I mean? Like, she gets, like, she's rich. She has talent. And then she has someone who's always like, oh, my God, you look beautiful. Your voice sounds amazing. Oh, my God, you're just the most incredible. I swear to God, it's unbelievable. I'm like, hey, how was school today? You know what I mean? Like, they don't even talk.
Not that audible? Your
yeah, it's
boys
like,
aren't that
yeah. What do you want for dinner? all right.
But it's their father is Sylvester Stallone. You have to tell people that.
Yes, that's right.
You have to point that out.
Yeah. I don't know. They're gross.
Yeah, they're gross.
It's also the filth. You know, like the, you know, one of my sons takes a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and he takes his towel mm-hmm. and just throws it on the bedroom floor.
Yep.
Wet. It's like, oh, you have one towel per shower? Like,
right.
We're not a hotel here. You know what I mean? It's like you don't get a new towel every time you take a shower.
You can reuse the towel.
Ugh, yeah. It's just, I can't.
Is it getting easier or harder as they get older?
Well, one's in college.
Yeah.
So he's
easier.
So
he's away.
And then the other one, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's a slob.
He is a slob.
I found, like, I was leaving to come here, mm-hmm. right? So I go in his room. I'm just like, oh, I'll do a little quick look around.
Yeah.
Behind his bed is a glass of milk from, like, 2 weeks ago.
Ugh.
I mean, it's just
then
I
solidified
found, like,
or curdled,
yeah,
at least.
Solidified. Yeah, solidified. Yeah. Then there's the Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right.
Do you forget? Like. I can't. There was Oreos in the windowsill. I mean, I can't. The Thins. Have you had the Oreo Thins?
Yeah.
You haven't had the Oreo Thins?
No.
Oh, my God. They're so
good.
Is it enough stuff, though? You'd want more
stuff,
wouldn't
you? It's just, well, you eat about 400
of
them.
Oh, you do? A lot of them?
So it makes
up. But they're so good. They're like little, you know.
Yeah.
You're not, you don't have to make a commitment, so.
Because the cream to cookie ratio is kind of important.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
So it's
really
the opposite, because for years they had the double stuff, which was too
much
stuff.
Right, yeah, that was too much. Yeah.
I've gotten used to the double stuff, I gotta be honest.
Really? Do you, now I take the top off.
Yeah.
And then I, like, put it on my tongue. Yes,
scrape
you do
your
that.
Teeth.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
Yeah. I don't
you
dip.
Are?
You don't dip an Oreo.
I don't dip.
Yeah. Do you dip an Oreo?
Never.
No.
Yeah, no,
that's
no,
not
no.
good.
No.
You can dip a chocolate chip, but not an
Oreo.
Yeah,
or like a biscotti.
Right.
Yeah?
That way, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, but no, not an Oreo.
No. Years ago, you were in town. I went to see you in Skokie. You did your one-woman
show.
Oh,
yes. Thank you for doing that.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
A lot of it centered around your relationship with your own mom.
Right.
How are things going there? Is your mom still with us?
No, she's not
no longer
with us.
Uh-oh.
So I used to... I know, it's like the worst question. No, it's fine. She lived till 93.
That's
but
great.
She always used to say, you know, I want residuals.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She...
And I was like, Ma, they're going to therapy. Okay? All the money that you get for these jokes is going to my therapist right now. But yeah, She had such a good sense of humor. And I still hear, like, she was in a nursing home, yeah. And I still, the aides still write to me. I just got one. You know, your mother made me laugh so much. Oh. She was so sarcastic, and I was the only one that got her, and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, she had a good long life.
And she was proud. My guess is she was very proud of what you pulled off.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you mean I pulled off?
Well, you achieved something great. Right. You've achieved a career.
I like that
here.
Look. That's a good look. For what you pulled off with the limited amount
of
resources.
Pulled off is a negative. Yeah. Pulled off is a positive. You were able to take a skill.
Yeah, she did. But
did
you know,
she brag about you to others more than she bragged to you?
Never to me. Yep. Never to me.
Same thing.
Yeah, and I'd walk in. I'd be like, what's with your hair? I'm like, what are you talking about? No, I'm just asking. But what? She used to tell me I look like Howard Stern.
She did?
Yes.
Strange
if I
compliment.
Had like, no, if I had my hair, you know, my hair's a little frizz sometimes and I had sunglasses on. She's like, oh, Howard Stern came to visit. I'm like, Mom, really?
My mom told me I looked like a gun moll, and I thought she was saying a gun mouth. And since I swore a lot, I thought that's what a gun mouth was.
Right.
But she always said your eyes are too dark. I like dark eye makeup.
You know,
why
they
do
love
moms
to
do
criticize.
That?
They don't do it with the boys.
No, they don't.
No. My brother's perfect. Jesus. His name's Jesus Christ. but my brother lives in Arizona, right? So he used to come and visit my mother, and he'd come for like 3 days and he'd just sit with her, right?
Yeah.
And he'd do this like every 6 months or so, and he'd just sit there with her, and she'd be like, what other son comes and visits and sits here with me? And he just, and I'm like, Ma, I come every week, okay? And buy you food. What other son would sit here? And I'm like, oh, I can't take, like, everything he did.
Your mom, by the way, sounds like the gypsy woman in all the Wolfman movies from the 1940s.
Really?
Maria Ouspenskaya.
Yeah.
Your mom sounds like,
what other son would come here?
Judy Gold is in town. She's performing at Zany's in Rosemont. You got a show tonight. You got a show tomorrow night. You got two shows Saturday night. Go to zanies.com. All the ticket information is there. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill and Wendy here along with Judy Gold. May I just say that I absolutely adore I'm Dying Up Here.
Oh, thanks. I loved doing that show.
And it's been renewed. That's good
it's
news.
It's renewed. I hope they bring my character back.
I hope so, too. Andrew Santini was in the studio with us.
Yeah,
Santino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
All right. It's a vowel. Andrew Santino. Andrew, you just have to go like this. You know, Andrew Santino. Andrew Santino.
Just trail off.
Yeah.
That's the way to do his
name.
Yeah,
and then act like you dropped something. Oh, you know, Andrew Santino.
Sorry, Andrew.
Your character is based on Who Would You Say?
You know, we were just talking about that. I don't know. First of all, I don't know if it was Elaine. Well, Elaine Boozler was
what
young.
What did I tell you off the air?
No, but Elaine Boozler is probably the younger character. What's her name? Cassie.
Yeah.
Right? Or
really?
Because she was young then. I don't know. I think we were just talking. Maybe
amalgam
it was,
of things.
It was like a Toadie Fields you know what I mean?
Loved her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How funny was she?
She was unbelievable.
Her granddaughter is a spin teacher. Well, she went to Juilliard, but she teaches this great spin class. It's like amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Like she does, you know how like spinning is really annoying? But she'll, and if the music is so loud and you can't hear, and she'll play, like she'll do a hill, but it'll be like some really long Who song or something, so you know when it's going to end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, great.
How did you figure out that this girl is Toadie
so
Fields'
after,
granddaughter?
Nice question. After the spin class, I went up. I said, oh, my God, that was the best spin class I've ever had. Because I was, like, loving the music. And I knew the hill was over at the end of, you know, Tommy, can you hear me? So, and it was, like, classic rock, you know? And
love
so
it.
She said, well, I'm a fan. I love you. I'm a fan of yours. And my grandmother was a comedian. And I said, who? And she said, Toadie Fields. I was like, oh, my God.
Did you pass out? Yeah.
I was like, do you know how much I love her? I mean, she was so funny.
She really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to be on Merv Griffin all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
This is a strange question, but I need to ask it. What do you do for fun? What is fun to you?
Oh, my God. Well, I love being with my kids.
Yeah.
even though they get on my nerves. We go to a lot of basketball games because my younger son's going to play college ball. So we had three on Sunday. I mean, it's fun, but then it's annoying. Like when they win, you're like, oh God, they're in the championship.
More games to go to.
But I love, I work out a lot. I like to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I like to be outside and play. I love the beach. I love swimming. I love playing tennis.
Mm-hmm. You should play, Bill plays tennis. You should play. Yeah.
I love tennis. I love.
You're always looking for someone to play with.
I know, but he's probably really good. I played with Billie Jean King this summer.
You did?
Yes, I have a picture.
What was that like?
Well, she, you know, she had just, she's just out after another knee surgery. So she's like, just
that's
hit
a good
it to
time
me.
To play her.
Just hit it to me. You know, we just did a rally.
Was this moments after a knee surgery or some time had elapsed?
It was, you know, she was standing. But she's, you see that stroke and she's such an amazing, but did you see Battle of the Sexes?
Not yet, I'm dying
oh my
to
God,
see
it's
it.
So
it's
good.
Great, huh?
Yeah.
You have to bring your daughters.
I'm going to.
Because every
to
girl
it.
Should see that movie.
Yeah.
Every father should bring their daughter to that movie.
There's a scene in the movie. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but friends of mine who have seen it said, you forget how things were accepted. Like Howard Cosell at some point says,
I was just talking about
if she'd fix herself up, she'd be really pretty.
Yeah, and also, oh, she's walking across the court like a man would walk across the court. And you can't believe.
And that was accepted.
It was.
You can't believe the stuff that came out of people's mouths.
Amazing.
And Bobby Riggs was not really a looker, if you want to know.
Oh,
the
I know. Not at all. But it's like, hello, look at our president. He's not a looker.
Nope.
He's grabbing him, you know? Can you believe it? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I wake up every day. I can't believe it.
I think
it.
It's a bad dream that I'm involved in.
Right.
I'm going to wake up and Ashton Kutcher's going to come out and go, we got you.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, if I said that, if anyone else said half the stuff, a tenth of the stuff, they'd be fired in 2 seconds.
Right.
Look at how quickly Harvey Weinstein went down.
Right.
And I shouldn't have said it that
way. Yeah, it went down.
And then, you know, the Teflon Don.
Right.
No...
Just keeps going. And these the fact that they don't say anything.
Right.
And the two guys had said something. You know,
it doesn't count because they wouldn't have won re-election anyway. So it all counts.
It does count. You
know? Do you subscribe to the theory? Because people said with those guys stepping down, it's actually a victory for Donald Trump because this is two less guys to oppose him. So he kind of got his way.
I don't subscribe to that. And I know that's been the whole thing lately. In the past. No, that's not. No. Read that speech.
Right.
I mean, he does not want to, you know, his children and his children's children to be like, why didn't you say something? Like, why didn't?
Yeah,
it is unbelievable.
Yeah,
and he's dumb. He's dumb.
He just said he's very intelligent.
No, right? He's very intelligent. I was a nice student.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think the president should be smarter than me? Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, that wasn't very nice.
No, it's. I think, but it's just weird. And you mentioned the kids, and that is it. You know, our kids ask questions, and it's not okay to get away with that.
Right.
And then they go, well, why is the president? I don't have the answers.
You can't say anything.
Right.
It's like I said to Ben, my younger son, we were having dinner, and I was like, I think it was right after Vegas. And I said, I just want you to know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. This is not normal. None of this is normal,
right.
You know, because we didn't have that.
We didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Like I grew up in New Jersey in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
You'd ride your bike. You'd leave your bike in your driveway.
No lock.
One stole it. There were no locks.
Yep.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Families on our block would leave their houses unlocked.
Unlocked.
And not even think twice about it.
Nothing.
Right.
And I don't know.
That doesn't happen anymore.
And the guns, and we have to have more guns and more guns.
What do we need a gun for?
I don't know. To kill yourself?
That's what I love about her.
That's a cheery, optimistic way.
I know. I'm really glasses half full.
Are you loving doing Kill Me Now, your podcast?
Oh my God, I love it so much. You know,
it's fun to podcast.
It is. It is great, and thank God because. You know, the whole premise is, I mean, I love talking to people and finding out what makes them tick, you know, But when you really ask someone what pisses them off the most, their whole body changes. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, I wanted to talk about something, and I'm always pissed off about something. But I wanted to do something that makes someone passionate and not talk about, oh, my next project. And blah, 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 blah. You know, it's so annoying. Yeah, I'm in a movie. And it's like, I don't care. You know? What makes you angry? And it's so, they change.
These are celebrities or just normal people? Or who is it?
No, they're mostly celebrities. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're all. Yeah.
Is there a common thread about what is making people upset, or is it everybody different?
A lot. It is different. Like Judah Friedlander had 3 pages
of stuff,
and we just I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
A lot of it is incompetence, you know, or people who don't try.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like your job is to do blank.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that? Like, it's so hard to just...
Your job... He asks for no tomatoes on sub sandwiches.
Oh, my God, I can't!
And every time, it's like they give you more tomatoes.
Right. I know. It's just, listen.
Right.
Listen. Every time I order in, I'm like, can I please have extra salad dressing on the side? No salad dressing. I literally, I live in New York, so I'll call them and be like, I want my salad dressing. I want it now. I want you to bring the guy back now.
Right, just for the salad
dressing. All you have to do is write down, and what is wrong?
It should be the easiest thing.
And then tip jars. What?
Yeah.
Why do I have to tip you?
Oh, hide our tip jar, will you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you're not kidding.
I know I actually looked like an
idiot. I know
you
did. It was cute.
Well, you really committed to the pointing.
Meryl Streep of radio.
Yeah.
Right there.
But it's
there.
Like, why do I have to tip you?
I don't understand that either.
You know, can I have a coffee? Don't you have a salary?
Right. Right. And the people who should be tipped.
Right.
Right. Police officers, firemen, teachers.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's true. They don't get tips. They get paid crap.
They should wear tip aprons.
They should wear tip aprons.
That's a good idea.
Why don't they? Judy Gold is performing at Zany's. Yes, there's a gratuity that you could add at the end of every show.
Oh,
Why wouldn't you? The shows are in Rosemont. You got a show tonight at 8 o'clock, a show Friday at 8 o'clock, and then 2 on Saturday, 7 and 9:30. Go to zanys.com. All the info's there. Judy, great to see you again.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Good luck with the boys.
Thank you. Good luck to you
as
well. You're in for a little.
They're a little younger than yours. Yeah.
Just wait.
She sings again.
Yeah, yes. One more song.
You just wait. Yeah.
Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.